started sliding, and it just led from one thing to another. We could hear her screaming, and one of the drivers got to her hand and tried to get to her, but she was pinned inside the truck. And by that time, the flames and the fire was so hot, nobody could do anything for her.
Some sad stories. Some people have died as a result of ice being stuck and just awful things, sliding over a bridge and plunging into the water. Among the things we've heard from Texas, and of course the storm spread across the country. Hello everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz in the backyard, truly, at least some of it, has to do with the scary weather scenarios that unfolded for so many people really the past 4 days. And in some parts of the country, they're just starting to get that. It hit them on Sunday, and it came in different forms, where there were a lot of backups. There were some, certainly some pileups and flipped cars and roads that were just impassable. And it depended on where you lived, how hard this storm affected you, and whether it was ice or came more in kind of a snowy sleet. There's a strange thing that happens, especially with the temperatures. It's not strange, it happens all the time. But when you have ice, then it melts a little bit, and then it freezes back over again. It creates a really weird scenario where people think that things are clear because it's been a couple of days, and that's also led to some terrible crashes. And always the overpasses and the bridges seem to get it worse, even when they do what they can to salt them. It's not completely clear of little bits of ice, and sometimes that leads to some pretty scary things with cars smashing into the sides of the bridges and whatnot. You heard a description of one terrible incident there, and there were several others, too. So no relief for the East Coast. The East Coast, if you at all watched that Philadelphia Eagles game, you saw the massive amount of snow that was being dumped on Philadelphia. Could be actually a preview of the Super Bowl, since it's going to be held in New York City at an open stadium where they're expecting, if you looked at the Farmer's Almanac, a blizzard, if that holds true. And what happened in Philly is that, the 6 inches or more was dumped on the field at the link, and they just tried to clear it off, and they did. And there were people that were pretty hardy that were there to watch the Philadelphia Eagles, and somehow they were able to pull it out in the end because you could barely see, I thought, on the field, even though they did the best job they could possibly do clearing that field off. We're going to talk a little football at the tail end of this hour. Get you ready for Nail the Score. Did anyone nail the score the last time around? It was the Carolina-New Orleans game. We'll talk about that. So the winter storm not giving much of a break to anyone, really, whether it was one of the major cities in the east or in the Midwest with the terrible temperatures. In Philly and all, they had 3 inches. In Washington, they're talking about 3 to 5 inches when it's all said and done. So what a wild 48 hours it's been. And as I said, 24 car pileups, 50 car pileups. In some places, they had trucks that were stuck on highways for 18 hours. 18 hours. I mean, can you imagine that? What are you doing for 18 hours in the truck and you're not moving? Whew, that's rough. A foot of snow dumped in Newark, Delaware, 11 inches in a place called Pensgrove, New Jersey, 10 inches in Charlestown, Maryland. So Interstate 95 was no fun for really anybody, and this is just the first one. Who knows what kind of a winter we'll have, but this is the first big storm that canceled flights, that hit commuters, that led to some hazardous driving across the South, Southwest, parts of the South anyway, and certainly the Northeast. I think a lot of people will be glad when it passes over and hope that doesn't come back for a while. Snow is great and wintry weather is great when you're at a ski resort, or you can look out your window and you don't have to go anywhere. But when you have to play rounds in it and you have no choice and you have to figure out a way how to get to work, boy, it is tricky, isn't it? Oof. No fun for anybody. And all it takes is somebody that's going a little fast or not paying attention, and you never know ultimately what's going to happen. The big buzz internationally has to be the huge service that's going to be held in Johannesburg for Nelson Mandela. Certainly over the weekend, whether you were dealing with the elements or not, part of the conversation turned to Mandela. And in fact, on the Monday night game, before a freezing crowd in Chicago waited for their Bears to take on the Dallas Cowboys, there was a moment of silence for Nelson Mandela, who touched so many lives, I think, because of the aspect of forgiveness in him. To me, that's the thing that stands out. Other people could pick out the fact that he was able to be in that, which is my take. He was able to be in prison for 27 years, come out and forgive the people who did terrible things to him and separated him from his family for such a long period of time. And while everybody takes something different out of Mandela's death, he lived to be 95 years old, died last Thursday. Most would agree, there is no doubt when it comes to apartheid, he was the guy who put an end to officially what was apartheid and became the first black South African president. And he did that by embracing the people in his country. In fact, the people who did some terrible things, as he held these commissions that were certainly controversial, but he felt that they were necessary not to go after the people who committed the crimes, but to have them confess their crimes in some of these small villages and areas, and even the bigger ones, too. And his magic worked, because there were lots of struggles along the way, and he was able to go through a very tough time in South Africa's history once he was even out of prison, and he was that symbol. He was absolutely iconic, no question about it. Here's an interesting piece of information that a lot of people didn't realize about Nelson Mandela, but Nelson Mandela, until 5 years ago, the U.S. officially considered him a terrorist, because both the State and Defense Departments dubbed Mandela's political party, the African National Congress, a terrorist group, and Mandela's name was on the terrorism watch list until 2008. Isn't that wild? Both Carter and Reagan in Congress had sanctions against the white minority South African government because of the policies of racial apartheid, but Mandela's group was condemned, and they were leading the black struggle against the apartheid regime. So ultimately, he ended up on the terrorism watch list, but that was lifted, as I said, in 2008. Hang with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We have Wii U Can Count, because it's all about the numbers, so we'll track a couple of very, very big numbers, including a very strange story about a missing family. You know, it's one thing to say when somebody's vanishing, has vanished, but when you talk about a couple and four kids vanishing in the Nevada Hills, boy, you got to wonder what happened there. And, of course, the idea was they were going out to play in the snow. And they have no trace of them now. At this point, they've been searching all over the place. And, boy, that doesn't give you a good feeling that there's not going to be a sad, sad ending here. So, anyway, we'll do the We Can Count thing in our next segment. And also, a quick reminder, don't forget about Nail the Score. Nail the Score happens in our Thursday show, third hour, the last two segments of the third hour. What happens is our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You tell us who you think, what team you think is going to win, and what you think the final score will be. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to give us a guess. Pick a team and give us a score, and it's that easy. Boom. Just like that. So as I mentioned, the buzz in the backyard, which we talk about America Tonight being that kind of show, is over Mandela and the big service that they're going to have for him, or a celebration, really. They're kind of calling it a celebration because of the fact you're going to have so many people there. So they have to have snipers. They have 11,000 troops that are there. you have so many heads of state in Johannesburg at that stadium, and then just the crush of people to try to make sure the people can get in close and see what they can see. They're setting up giant screens, but still, naturally, there is a concern because of the confined area and just how rabid people could get, and trying to protect the people who are there for the passing of a very peaceful man. That's what he represented. So they certainly don't want anything to happen in or around that stadium. And not that I'm forecasting that, but they're making sure so they're putting massive amount of security anywhere that they can think of in and around that stadium. Without a doubt, it'll be tight as a drum, as tight as you could possibly get it. Another thing that is making the rounds today, I was flipping around and listening to actually some talk radio in some cities to see what are people talking about in Indianapolis, and what are they talking about all over Florida and Illinois and whatnot. And George Zimmerman asked a judge on Monday to change the terms of his bond so he can have contact with the girlfriend that he's been accused of clocking, of assaulting. Zimmerman filed an affidavit from his girlfriend that says, guess what? She doesn't want to charge him with anything, with aggravated assault, battery, criminal mischief. She doesn't want to do that. In the signed affidavit, Samantha Sheevy referred to Zimmerman as my boyfriend and said she misinterpreted, that the detectives misinterpreted what she said, and that she hasn't been coerced into the request. Oh, my. Zimmerman was picked up last month after she accused him in a 911 call of pointing a gun at her, smashing a coffee table, pushing her outside, all that kind of stuff. Zimmerman also called the dispatchers, denied pointing a gun at her, blamed her for the broken coffee table. And now where there's a signed affidavit that could get him out of this situation, the prosecutors prosecutors can and have gone on in a domestic case without cooperation from the victim, but it's not usually what they do. They do take into account the victim's, what the victim says or what they wish. So it depends on the physical evidence, witnesses, credibility, 911 calls, medical records, all that stuff becomes part of this deal here. So does Zimmerman get out of this? In other words, do they say, okay, boom, you're done? Or do they try to make this stick? Specifically, the motion is about getting rid of the no contact. But she wants the whole case to be, they want the whole case to be considered because of her statement. So if the prosecutors take a look at it, they could just drop it. What do you think the chances are of them just dropping it? So if they do, then boom, this would go away. And remember, he's acquitted last summer in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. And, of course, that story was a story that went on and on and on in Florida for a long time. And Zimmerman, George Zimmerman, did not leave the area where he was. And then this thing happens with the girlfriend. And I think that they'll decide, I don't think they're going to try to press this. I think they'll decide to dump it. Let's go out to Phil, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Oh, disappointed.
Oh, I know.
Fan.
Yes. Yeah. But it's rough. And plus Mizzou.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a tough game. But Mizzou's just incredible this year. Big turnaround from the year before.
Oh, Auburn, absolutely. Too. Auburn was great. I mean, you have to hand it to Auburn, but that game was fun to watch. I watched that whole game. It was good.
And I had to work that night, so I didn't get to watch it. I've got a combination of football weekend count comment for you. Jason Garrett has given up 40 or more points, what, 3 of the last 5 games, Indy, New Orleans, and then tonight. Has he been fired yet?
No. No, he has not been fired. I don't think he's going to get fired. Unless Jerry has some big name replacement for Jason Garrett, I don't think he's going to do it.
Oh my gosh, he didn't. Wade Phillips got canned.
I know.
Green Bay scored 40 or so on him, and then here's Jason, his son-in-law, gives up 40 or more in 3 of the last 5 games.
Right, but with the Chicago one, they'll dismiss part of that as the weather. And it's just on the defense. They're going to really hammer the defense. I mean, the Bears scoring the first 7 touches, that's ridiculous. Every single time they got it, 7 is amazing. Josh McCown looked like a genius. He cemented his gig with the Bears. They're going to have to decide, Jay Cutler, what do we do? I mean, they just beat them senseless like they were little girls. It's just
insane. Jerry seems to have forgot what got him the great championships of the Aikman years, you know?
Yep.
And it seems to have lost all sense of direction.
Sixteen years. That's how long it's been. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't see it, though. I know people are saying that. I know people are calling for that to happen. And I could be wrong, but I don't think that's what they'll do. I don't think that he'll fire him. And then the Cowboys will wait and see, but now the Eagles have a game up on them, so how do they finish?
Exactly.
I think it's going to be tough for them, that game, that last game, to mean something, because I think Philly is going to be ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wade Phillips had Jason Garrett as his offensive coordinator. Wonder if that was the problem with Wade Phillips.
Oh, a frustrated Cowboy fan. Bears creamed the Cowboys 45-28. And like I said, it was like they were playing some girls in a Powder Puff League. No offense to the girls who play in Powder Puff football, but it was really a brutal game. Really, the Cowboys were not there. Phil, I agree with you. Man, see you on the flip side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure. Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We can count American Airlines' goal to be the biggest, baddest, and most profitable airline in the world. And why? Because now that merger going through with U.S. Air, so it will, they say it's not going to change anything, that, yes, the airline's still going to be the same. I don't know, isn't it when there's less, it costs more for all of us? So American, including AMR Corp, American Eagle, and all the subsidiaries in between, filed for bankruptcy protection back in 2011. That was more than 2 years ago. And you think of the financial losses then, it was like 11 plus billion. So now, what a difference a couple of years makes. They left all that behind. They merged with U.S. Airways. And now they trade on the NASDAQ under a new ticker symbol, AAL. So it's a new day for American Airlines. And will it still be the same? As I mentioned, they insist that it will still be the same, that you won't notice any difference. You'll just have more amazing flights. When you're looking for flights, you'll have more options, perhaps, than you had before. I just hope they get that. U.S. Air used to have the worst. You'd go into Philly, that was their hub. They had the worst record, for me anyway, of losing luggage. No lost luggage before on American. But U.S. Air, I could almost guarantee one out of every three times, if I had no choice and had to fly them, that I would somehow have lost luggage in the end. So anyway, on the first day of trading, American Airlines shares closed at $24.60. It was up 9% from U.S. Airways close on Friday, which was in the 22 ballpark. So already, cha-ching, they're making money. And we'll see, by extension, what happens to the rest of us on that one. All right, moving along to something else. Boy, this is crazy. You know, I was complaining about the weather across the United States, that I know all of you are, for the most part, bundled up, unless you Californians are in the 70s, and some people listening in Florida, you got great weather down there. I have family all over Florida, and they taunt me every day by telling me how they're sweating, and it's the humidity, what it is, and it's in the 70s, and they're putting up Christmas trees at night because it's too hot or whatever. How about this? Antarctica hit a new low temperature, minus 135.8 degrees. What does that look like? 135.8. I can't imagine. I think it'd be cool to go to Antarctica, but I can't imagine. Of course, that's degrees Fahrenheit below zero. So that's 93.2 degrees below zero Celsius, which sounds toasty, doesn't it? I mean, they say it hurts to breathe. That's how chilly it is. Hurts to breathe. So if you're a scientist, how are you taking this? The old record was minus 128.6 degrees, so that would be minus 89.2 degrees Celsius. And they have that National Snow and Ice Center up there that where they take all these calculations. But I guess this isn't going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records because they were satellite measured. They weren't from thermometers. So it doesn't, for Guinness, it has to be a thermometer thing. I can't imagine. Cannot imagine trying to, I mean, it would be an interesting thing, I think, to go. It would be interesting to go up there. But I can't imagine being that cold. I mean, of course, they know how to deal with it and what you would have to wear and whatever, but it would just have to be, I think, an amazing amount of layers and heated things and however it is that you can possibly stick your head out for 2 seconds. All right, you know that I like this whole NASA thing, and the Curiosity rover now is there showing us that Mars, that there was a Mars lake that could have supported life, because that's our fascination. We want to know if there is life on other planets. And they found that there was evidence, anyway, of this Martian lake. And it goes for long stretches. That's what it's uncovering. It's a what they're calling a long, skinny freshwater lake. It would have existed 3.7 billion years ago. That's what the researchers are saying. Boy, that's a hefty number, isn't it? 3.7 billion years ago. And it covered a crater, covered this 96-mile-wide crater called the Gale Crater, which the Curiosity rover has been exploring since it touched down on the Red Planet back in the summer of 2012. And the Curiosity's mission is to determine whether the crater could have ever supported any kind of life. And they actually achieved that goal months ago. Remember, it was probably back in the spring when they say they spotted a landing site called Yellowknife and that it was inhabitable billions of years ago. So now they have this new result, and it's confirming that there's a much more interesting, complete picture of this area from long, long, long time ago, and that you look at the mudstones and the rock, and what they see is that they believe that it supported life because they're testing for chemical ingredients and whatnot. I think it's wild that they can do that. And this is 2.5 billion to do this. 2.5 billion. Because people always say, well, what are they what's NASA doing now? What are they supporting? I can't even remember what the shuttle cost, but it was crazy. The amount of money was crazy. I just saw the figure somewhere. I don't want to botch the figure, but I know it was huge. I think it's interesting to find out if there was life on Mars. What can it tell us about past history, and is there something that could be developed from something that they learn in space from samples and whatnot? And of course, that's always, always, always what is the backup to why do we have to spend money on exploring these planets. What's the end goal in coughing up billions of dollars? Is it going to lead to anything else? And sometimes it does. It leads to amazing medical advances and whatnot. Some night we'll do a couple of segments, and we'll have some scientists on, and we'll talk about the specific things that have happened because of the space program. This is a big deal that's been happening healthcare-wise, because so much of the focus is on what are your premiums and what is the deductible, because it's shocking everybody. The other thing that's happening is there was another challenge to the contraception mandate that was part of Obamacare. It hit federal court on Monday and kind of went under the wire in a case that was brought by the group Priests for Life, along with some other individuals. They argue that being forced to provide no-cost access to forms of contraception, including those they believe that actually induce abortions, would violate their religious freedoms. After the Monday hearing, they say they saw that in the courtroom, they're concerned. The Obama administration doesn't see it that way. The government attorneys say there are exemptions for entities that are truly operating as religious organizations and can prove it. So they're saying it's not a problem if that's the case. But the argument, the plaintiff's attorneys rather, argue that even if they are able to qualify this group, if they're able to qualify, they're still under an unacceptable burden with the employee access to the contraception, to contraception methods through a third-party vendor. And there are now more than 80 similar lawsuits across the country. Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame did it. The Fellowship of Catholic University students just filed a suit. And I think they're going to be, I mean, 80 is pretty high, but I think you're going to see some of these big lawsuits continue to go up through the tunnel all the way to the Supremes. The newest lawsuit comes from that the faith-based organizations at the Supreme Court decision that's due by June of next year could certainly provide massive legal precedent. That's going to be one of the big things that will be talked about all year long leading into June as to what happens with the Supreme Court. What do they ultimately decide? And I think that's a hard one to predict. I'm not sure, looking at the makeup of the court and what some of these challenges are, I think it's a hard one to handicap. Might be 5-4 in favor of, depending on what case it is that's brought before them, in favor of the plaintiff who's saying they shouldn't have to provide it. But it all depends on the presentation. It's all about that once you get in front of the robes, for sure. That wraps up this edition of We Can Count. If you have any good gems for us, any nuggets you ever want to share, by the way, that includes numbers, shoot them to us at americatonight.net.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To apologize to my family who have stood by me through this ordeal, to my loyal staff and supporters, to the citizens of San Diego, and most sincerely to the women who I have hurt and offended.
All right, that was Bob Filner, longtime congressman from California, was elected mayor of San Diego a couple of years ago. And now finds himself in the position where he's got 90 days of home confinement. We've talked about him before. This just became official. They're going to slap the GPS system on him so they can monitor what's going on. He's allowed to go out for appointments, religious services, probation meetings, medical therapy, blah, blah, blah. But he's not allowed to leave his apartment to go do a bunch of other things. So he pled guilty a couple of months ago to forcibly kissing or grabbing three women at campaign events at City Hall. And the other two, so one was a felony false imprisonment charge, the other two misdemeanor battery charges. So he entered the guilty plea, and that's what they come up with. He gets 3 years probation in that and a bunch of fines, totals about $1,500 for assaulting three women while in office. One of them, I think I said this before, was a nun. What is he thinking? And he just veered off the deep end and offered that apology, but said he was the victim of hysteria, the hysteria of a lynch mob. So he can't seek or hold public office again. And he can't, this is wild too, He's not able to vote. He can't serve on a jury or own a gun while on probation. Can't do any of those things. And I guess that makes sense. He can't do that. But he also has to give up pension credit for his time in the mayor's office after March 6th. That's when the first time, the first offense happened. And now he has to just be tracked GPS-wise. There were so many women that came forward in that. There was like 17 women in all that were saying different things that happened. Things that he grabbed them, made them, you know, made them worried, and the prosecution basically painted the picture that he either humiliated, scared, or devalued the victims in some way. So how about that? This is a crazy story that also in our kind of our mixed bag here at the tail end of the hour, the Florida Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson lost $18 million. You remember he seemed like he was always on, I don't know, MSNBC or a couple of different talk shows. I used to see him all the time on the tube. He lost $18 million in a scheme by this guy in Virginia that had about 100 victims. The guy who ran the scheme was sentenced in federal court to 12 years in prison. He used the money to fund his lifestyle, which included a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, and a $3 million home. In most of the court papers, the congressman's identity is protected. It says only that an elected official with the initials AG, and that's what started people wondering who it is, were mentioned in the papers. And this is a guy, this is wild. He must have been good at hoodwinking the victims, because Grayson is a former trial attorney, and he made a lot of his money because he was good at picking stocks. So he wasn't good at sniffing out a rat. This is how the scheme went down. Knowing it sounds too good to be true, clients would turn over their stocks to this William Chapman and as collateral for a loan, and Chapman would let customers borrow about 90% of the stock's value. If the stocks did badly, they could walk away and keep the money they were loaned. But if the borrower's stocks did well, they would repay the loan with interest, and Chapman was supposed to return the stocks to the investor at their increased value. But he sold the stocks, had no way to fulfill any of those obligations if a client's stock portfolio did well. So they nailed him. And Grayson, in the end, they were all asking him what he thought. You know, this is like, in a very tiny, tiny, tiny way, anything now that has to do with fraud and investments, it's like the Bernie Madoff thing. So this is lower on the totem pole. But Grayson said that's why he's gone away for a long time. In his case, his stocks did so well when they were under the Chapman's wings, and so his company then thrived because of that. And the lawyers for the Flim Flam man tried to say it was because of what they did, but wow. So how about that? And you know what? It's really strange that Congressman Grayson, pretty much is the face of Orlando, he represents that area, has lost tens of millions of dollars in another fraud scheme. In 2009, he won a huge judgment after filing a lawsuit in South Carolina under federal racketeering laws against a company because their business plan was hedging investors' stock profile was almost identical to the plan that he just got involved in. And he entered into these deals, so he wasn't suspicious about the arrangement. But he is, like I said, he's been pulled into those other things in 2009 by getting the judgment against the Capital Holding Company. So what? He won the one, though. He must be an easy target for that because his stock knowledge is crazy. Like I said, it's like being at the craps table. Feels too good to be true. It is too good to be true, right? And especially if you're hopping on someone else's back and it sounds good, but boy, he was skating away with the profits and buying fast cars and doing other things with it. So it's pretty easy to nail these guys once they get into all of that. And obviously that guy had done it or he wouldn't have gotten the 12 years. And now investment fraud, because banks too big to fail, really open up the gateway to that and the lack of tolerance to be ripped off, frankly, and not go after the person who did it. So any of these Ponzi schemes, any of that kind of stuff, if somebody can sniff it out and they've got a case, look out below. There have been more of those cases, more clawback, more of that ever since 2008. Bravo to anybody who can nail anybody trying to do that to you. Someone tries to mess with your wallet, someone tries to mess with the kitty, and they're going to get scratched, at least now, so it seems, anyway. I mentioned the story about the missing Nevada couple and the four children. It's a sad story, but they don't know what happened. They're searching for them. They wanted to go out and play in the snow. That was the deal. It was very cold, so they went into a remote area of the mountains, but they didn't come back. And the U.S. Bureau of Land Management says it's got to be brutal out there, and they have aircraft in the air, they have crews on the ground, and they searched the mountains about 100 miles northeast of Reno for any sign of the four kids and the couple, and so far, no luck. The four kids, a 10-year-old, 2 4-year-olds, and a 3-year-old. Ooh, I hope they find them quickly before it's too late. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.